And so I'm going to start off with our legislative developments, as this was a legislative year. As I'm sure all of you know, our legislature only meets every other year, which is both great and wonderful and also not good for things getting done. But it all depends on your perception of the legislature. So, you know, there were a lot of things that people were excited for in this legislative session, all kinds of issues with the franchise and sales tax that everybody thought that our legislature might address, you know, make things clearer. And I'm going to just share with you the handful of things that they decided were important enough to address in this legislative session, the things our legislature considered the most important issues. So, for the franchise tax, there were 60 bills filed, and only 4 of them passed. So I will tell you by far the most major change they made, which is that production does not include installation for the purposes of the cost of goods sold deduction. And you're probably thinking, really? That's the most important change they made? I thought, you know, you heard all this talk, completely redoing the franchise tax, repealing it, making everything, you know, more interesting, making everything easier to understand. But really no major changes at all were made. It's just a bunch of minor changes that I'm going to go over with you. So the most significant change that they made was to amend the definition of production for the cost of goods sold deduction. So as many of you know, under the Texas franchise tax, unlike a pure income tax, you get to deduct, you know, from your revenue only certain deductions. And one of those that you can choose is cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold for the purpose of the Texas franchise tax isn't defined based on the federal tax law at all, or any way that people commonly understand that term, because that would be far too easy and simple for everybody, and it wouldn't make money for, you know, Texas state tax lawyers.